Track 12, Glossary. The following definitions are used. Armed Forces Covenant is a promise by the nation that those who serve and have served and their families should be treated fairly. The covenant was enshrined in law in the 2011 Armed Forces Act and ensures that members of the armed forces community are not disadvantaged as a result of their service when accessing public and commercial services. Special consideration is also appropriate in some cases, especially for those who have given most, such as the injured and bereaved. Health is defined by the World Health Organization as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Footnote 51, WHO, 1948, Constitution of the World Health Organization. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink, https://www.who.int/about/governance/constitution. NHS Armed Forces and Veterans Champions are senior members of staff who hold overall responsibility for making sure that the priority treatment guidelines are understood and applied in their NHS board. NHS Armed Forces and Veterans Champions are in place in each NHS board. Match Care, a comprehensive mental health assessment with the veterans at the centre, will determine which intervention they should receive. Interventions are offered at the right level for their individual needs. Potentially Morally Injurious Events, PIMEs, are defined as acts of omission or commission that transgress deeply held moral beliefs. PMIEs can cause significant psychological distress. Regional Implementation Teams will support service development and improvement. These teams will work in partnership with commissioning teams and services in NHS boards, HSCPs, and the third sector to develop local coordinated services based on the projected needs of the population, geography, and current resourcing available. Will have working knowledge of local NHS, health and social care partnerships, local authority and third sector services. Be comprised of veteran navigators, clinical leads and project managers. Stepped care, the least intrusive, most effective and usually most available intervention is provided first. If the person does not benefit from the intervention initially offered or declines an intervention with a good reason, they should be offered an appropriate intervention from the next step. Veterans are defined as anyone who has served at least one day in Her Majesty's Armed Forces, regular or reserve. There is no service time restriction, and all veterans should be considered within scope of the service, regardless of whether their condition is service-related. Veterans in this document will be used to describe all former armed services personnel. This definition was updated in 2015 to include Merchant Navy veterans whom have supported HM forces on operations. Footnote 52, UK Government 2015, The Armed Forces Covenant Annual Report 2015, Ministry of Defence, Bristol. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink, https://asset.publishing.service.gov.uk/government/uploads/system/uploads/attachment_data/file/491590/20160112 afc_AR_2015_VER_12_web_VER2.pdf. Veterans Community. The Veterans Community is defined for the purposes of this report as any veterans that have served in HM forces, whether regular or reservists, and the immediate families of those aforementioned. This includes the immediate family of those service personnel that have died, regardless of whether this death had any connection to service. Veteran Navigator. Veteran Navigators, this is a new role. Veteran Navigators are veterans with experience of life in the armed forces and with skills and experience of working with NHS, IJB, local authority and third sector services, as well as with veterans themselves. They will have a key role in ensuring that services are designed based on the veterans' needs. Veteran Peer Support Workers are veterans with experience of life in the armed forces and with skills on how to navigate civilian life. They provide an important bridge between the veteran and health and well-being professionals, enabling greater understanding of the military context. Veterans Health and Wellbeing Service is a dedicated, community-based service which is focused on keeping veterans and their families well by providing support for the wider determinants of mental health and well-being. It will provide a range of trauma-informed, high-quality, evidence-based treatment, including psychological therapies. This may require a blend of physical and virtual consultation or a range of digital therapies and treatments. There will need to be flexibility within this model depending on size, rurality and existing provision. Wellbeing is defined by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, as the subjective state of being healthy, happy, contented, comfortable, and satisfied with one's quality of life. Mental well-being relates to a person's emotional and psychological well-being. This includes self-esteem and the ability to socialize and cope in the face of adversity. Footnote 53, National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, 2017, Healthy Workplaces, Improving Employee Mental and Physical Health and Wellbeing. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.nice.org.uk/guidance/QS147/chapter/quality-statement-1-making-health-making-health-wellbeing-an-organizational-priority.